Section B.
Passage 1. Elizabeth Blackwell, born in 1821 in Bristol, England, was the first woman awarded the M.D. degree. Many 19th century physicians, including a few women, practiced without a degree, but Elizabeth Blackwell wished to attain full professional status. She applied to many medical schools. Sadly, all of her applications were turned down, because at the time, only men were doctors. When she finally was accepted, the students and professors were cruel to her because she was the only woman at the school. Working with quiet determination, she turned aside the hostility of professors, students, and townspeople. She earned her medical degree in 1849, but faced additional difficulties in setting up her practice. Barred from city hospitals, she founded her own infirmary. Eventually, she founded a women's medical college to train other women physicians. Blackwell's educational standards were higher than the all-male medical schools, and she started the program of disease prevention in her schools. It was the first time the idea of preventing disease was taught at a medical college. Elizabeth helped do many things, such as establishing British National Health Society in 1871. Dr. Elizabeth died at her home in Hastings, England in 1910 at the age of 89. She is remembered for her contributions to the cause of medicine and for showing the way for women to move on.
Questions 26 to 28 are based on the passage you have just heard. 26. What made Elizabeth Blackwell distinguished from the physicians of her time? Why were Elizabeth's professors and fellow students hostile to her? 28. What did Elizabeth contribute to the cause of medicine?